All right, joined by our Pro Stock champion, Tanner Gray, who becomes the 25th different person to win Pro Stock here at the Gator Nationals. He becomes a third-generation winner here at the Gator Nationals, as his dad, Shane, and his grandfather, Johnny, have both won here, his dad in Pro Stock and his grandfather in the Nitro Funny Car category. His last win came Charlotte last year, beating Greg Anderson in the final. And he is becomes the first driver since 2015 to actually win a Pro Stock race out of the number 11 spot, which is kind of an interesting deal. Tanner, will open it up. Obviously, first couple races did not go really according to plan. You guys put your nose down. You went testing in Tucson. You went testing as much as you could. And today was not a traditional win, but it's a win. So I guess talk about the team effort and today's win.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, we've been struggling at the beginning of the season. Went testing. Well, we made the Phoenix test before Pomona. Went to Pomona, lost first round. Went back to Phoenix, tested there. Then went back to the Phoenix race. Left the Phoenix race, went to Darlington in North Carolina, tested there. And then we went and drove up here to Florida, tested in Bradenton for 3 days, and then came over here. So it's been a lot of testing. Beating our heads against the wall trying to get this thing to act right, and it just really wasn't responding to the changes we were making. And then Davey really sat there last night and looked everything over, and obviously found something for today, because the thing actually looked like a race car today, you know. You know, we messed up there in the semis a little bit, got lucky against Vincent. That was my first Pro Stock pedal fest, and really didn't even do a good job at that. So
the car is looking good the first couple of rounds. You have the situation in the semis. Confidence wise, you go, oh man, you know, are you at a point where you think you have it, and then you think you lost it, or you just put that past and go on to the next one?
Yeah, I mean, when rounds start on Sunday, I completely put everything out of my head and worry about my job, worry about hitting the tree, shifting, and getting the thing to the other end, and you know, whatever happens. I trust that they're gonna give me a car and give me the opportunity to get some round wins. So you know, I don't really look at it like that. I think we were definitely losing faith there coming into here. I mean, it's so tough to go testing that much and get the same results, right, week in and week out. I mean, today was our first round win of the season, so it's definitely been a struggle, but I think it's starting to come around. I don't think we're where we need to be yet, but I definitely think it's turning in the right direction.
Sure. Yeah, can you talk about that? Your reaction time average was 21 today. So can you talk about that being staying consistent in that? I know it can be easy to try to, you know, maybe dig too deep and, you know, go red, obviously, things like that. So can you talk about just staying consistent and how you've been able to do that?
Yeah, I mean, me personally, I felt like the track was almost, it kind of came to me today as far as reaction time goes. I didn't feel like I could go red. You know, I know you saw some low double lows and stuff like that. I'm not sure how legit that actually was. Yesterday, I feel like the track was pretty tight, and I was 6 and 9 and came in today, slowed my linkage down for first round. I was 21. And so then I sped it back up for the second round and was 17, and then it kind of fell off. So I felt like the track conditions maybe slowed up on that aspect a little bit. But no, I mean, I just went up there and tried to clear my mind, get relaxed, and crack it the best I could. Kind of shocked at how consistent I was.
Is there such a thing as too much testing? Can you confuse yourself with all that data?
That would be a question for Dave. Yeah. I know I can definitely confuse myself working on clutch linkage stuff and you know, worrying about hitting the tree too hard. I mean, I'm sure you hear a lot of drivers talk about it. The more you concentrate on that, the almost the worse you get. But you know, for me, I just go up there and worry about hitting the tree and doing my job. We were able to do that today. I mean, it's been so hot out here. I think it was like second round, I went in and I just sat in the lounge and shut the door and I shut the lights off. I took a nap. Like, I was worn out. I got out down there and I was like, man, I'm about to pass out. When you wouldn't think, because what do you do? 24 seconds of work. And it takes a toll on you, so.
You're 18. This doesn't bode well for your 40s.
Yeah, no doubt.
Now, with the struggles in qualifying, does that put a lot of pressure on you as a driver to maybe amp it up and compensate for maybe what you think may or may not happen especially you want to leave on time, you want to make sure that you put yourself in the best position to win. Does that put any pressure on you to make sure that you're on your game if the car's a little bit off?
Nope. I mean, me personally, I don't feel like there's any more pressure when the car's not running, just because you have the same goal whether the car's fast or slow. I mean, drag racing is so unpredictable that you don't ever know what's going to happen. I go up there and my goal is to hit the tree and make sure the car gets to the other end, whether it's pretty or not. And so I don't think it puts any more pressure on it. I think it maybe makes me drive a little bit better, you know, because then, you know, you almost get that feeling. I feel like I almost thrive off the added pressure, and I feel like that's when I perform a little bit better, when you know that you got to be the one to let go and win the races on your own. So it's fun. I enjoy it.
And?
Tanner, you spent a few days at Bradenton under very different conditions. Did anything translate at all from there to here?
My opinion, no. I mean, you were there.
I was.
We went,
that's why I know.
Yeah, we went 649 with a 2 out there, 213.80 something. And then come here first round and blow the tires off. But the same thing we just went there with. And then you come back and you're just like, man, what the hell are we doing? Like, this is awful. So, you know, it's like, that's a waste of 3 days right there. But, I mean, that's the frustrating part, is you go out there and you run numbers like that, and then you come here and you're blowing the tires off, and, you know, the next round you're like 300 to 400 off, you know, like the 8th place guy. And you're just like, man, this is bad. But, I mean, Davey's very good at what he does. Davey's been in my seat, so he understands what it takes, and he was able to pull through today and give me a race car that was going up and down the racetrack. It may not have been the fastest every round, but it was right there. So that's really all you can ask for.
Joe Costello, WFLRadio.com. Tanner, question for you, may have already been asked. Which is, first of all, there was a huge cheer of the crowd when you won. They went crazy out there. You've been very willing to show your emotions, positive and negative. Do you think that's catching on? Not all racers do that. You're willing to walk off in disgust when things aren't as they should be. You really show it when you win. And why are you so comfortable showing both sides of the difficulty that is drag racing?
You know, I don't know. I mean, that's just me. You know, I don't really try to... I go back and watch some of the broadcasts, and you see guys, and you can tell that they're doing it for a show. And that's just never been me. It's just, I just show you what I'm doing. So, you know, whether I'm mad or happy, I mean, since I was little, I mean, you know, my parents sat me down and taught me before. I'm like, you gotta learn to lose and stuff like that. You know, it happens a lot. I'm just one of those guys that, you know, I feel like I'm a perfectionist. I don't really take, you know, just being okay good, if that makes sense. I'm always trying to better myself. I mean, even today I was average reaction time of 21, and go back to the pits, someone would be saying, I wish I was 00 average. So, you know, that's what I expect out of myself, and when I don't meet those standards, it pisses me off. And, you know, I'm definitely trying to work on it a little bit, maybe watch what I say to other people or you know, the actions I take after I lose. But, you know, I mean, you can only try to, you know, make it look so much okay. I mean, if that makes sense.
Cheer the crowd, they must like it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, some of them do. You should see some of the rants I get on Facebook and Instagram and stuff like that. You'd be surprised. So, I had one lady tell me to go die. So, yeah, so I mean, you get some interesting stuff on there. And so I've tried to maybe stay more, you know, just kind of in the middle. Not speak too much, but, you know, try to keep my face out there and that type of deal. But I'm just an emotional guy, whether we win or lose. So, I mean, you can go back and listen to the radios between me and Davey, and you'll figure that out.
So does that mean you do listen or watch what's being read about you? I know, coming from the NFL side of things, players say all the time, oh, we don't read what's written about us. We don't read what the fans say about us. Does that mean that you kind of take a look at that, and do you take that to heart?
I think they're lying. I think any athlete or professional athlete definitely cares what everybody thinks about them. I mean, they're, you know, sad to say, but racing isn't about racing anymore. It's about building your brand, and that's what everybody out here is trying to do. I mean, I feel like you have a few racers, you know, Greg, Jason, You know, they're true hardcore racers. You know, they build their own engines and they tune their own stuff and then they drive it and then they do a very good job at that. You know, I feel like in the world we're in today, you have to worry about your brand. So I try to manage the two, you know, make sure that, you know, I don't get out of that racer's mentality. You know, because that's what we're here to do is we're here to win. But in my opinion, I think the line, if they tell you they don't read it because, you know, me personally sitting back, if I see my name tagging something on social media, I'm gonna read it. I want to see what people say. And, you know, a lot of times I use the negative thoughts as motivation. So, just my opinion, I think they'd be lying. You can ask Eddie. He might tell you something different. Eddie, do you read stuff on yourself?
Occasionally. It's motivation. It is. You don't care what anybody says.
No, you don't care, but you're definitely going to take a look at it.
Yeah. Thank you, Tanner.
Congratulations. Tanner.